Right, this is Brody. We're at the Belgrade Theatre to talk about a wonderful production that arrives here. Well, that's already arrived here. It's called Blood Brothers. A lot of people say this is the best musical of all time. And we're joined by a couple of cast members. And Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I haven't seen you for like about 100 years.
Well, I'm looking good on it. I can't say the same for you.
Sorry, darling. Time has been not good to me.
And how can you say it's a brilliant musical? You haven't seen it yet.
Who said I haven't seen it?
You did just.
No, I was lying. I've seen it loads of times. Ask me anything about it. Go on, anything.
What colour skirt do I wear in the second half?
Blue.
Wrong.
Well, it's only because I'm colourblind. I could have... Hey, listen. It was because I was sat further back. I was in the cheap seats. And we're joined by Craig as well, non-eating kid. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, good, thank you.
For those two people in the world who haven't seen it, just remind us what it's all about, because it's a very emotional production, isn't it?
Right, okay. It's about a mother of nine, and she works for another woman who can't have kids. But everybody hates Mrs. Lyons, and it's just because she can't have a kid. She's desperate for a kid, so you should be a bit more sympathetic, please, audiences, to Mrs. Lyons. And ends up giving one of the kids away, and it's basically two stories going on. It's between me and Mrs. Lyons trying to keep them apart, and these boys playing together and finding girls and swear words and all that. So it's really... I mean, people, when I took the part of them, I thought, oh, God, I'm going to be slitting my wrists at the end of these. But I was surprised how much I laughed. It's really, really funny all the way through until the very end. But, you know, if you're going to come and see the whole range of things, then this is the one. Because I've seen quite a few musicals now, because I'd never seen a musical before I took this on. And this is probably the best one for men to come and see, because it's quite guns, swearing, spitting.
The thing is with Blood Brothers, I think it's one of these shows that even the non-musical theatre, crazy musical theatre fans will still enjoy. I've got a lot of friends that are not anything to do with theatre and they don't come and see big lavish Western musicals, but they love Blood Brothers because it deals with, stuff that's true to life now, issues that we have in everyday life. It's not just your big West End spectacular.
And what's your role? Because you play the narrator.
It's a great part for me. I only have to wear one costume, which is great. I'm the narrator. I'm the storyteller for the whole thing. And, I sort of encapsulate the whole show from start to finish. I open the show and close the show, pretty much.
But why do you think a lot of people say this is the best musical of all time? What sets it apart from the others? Dare I say, it's not a cheesy production, is it?
Is it a cheesy production? Well, no,
no,
it's not.
It's not cheesy. It deals with real life.
I think what you have to do is play. Don't play. Just do it real.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just me. It's not just me and Craig on there. There's 14 of us, and everybody's good at what they do.
So, just finally then, because you guys have got to get... Well, you've got your matinee in a bit, haven't you? What time's that start?
Half two.
Well, I'll be there. Seriously, got nothing else to do. Kill a few hours, won't it?
You cheeky thing.
Hey. Well, listen, just before I disappear and let you guys get ready, what would you say then to anybody who hasn't come to see this already? Because it's on until the 2nd of April, isn't it? So you're here for a good few days, yeah. Mm. What would you say to anybody who's listening at the moment in Cov and they were thinking about coming down?
I think people should come and see, even if they don't like musicals, didn't think they were going to like musicals. There's everything in this show. So you can't say I don't particularly like that because there's everything in it.
Hey, you sold it to me.
And it's run for 23 years now, on tour and in town. So, you know, and that's for a reason. You know, not many shows have survived that long. It's constantly bringing in new people. They say something like 65-70% of the audience have seen it at least once before.
And not only that, me and Craig are going to be there. Hey,
hey! What more do you need? Well, guys, honestly, thanks for having a bit of a giggle doing this, because it was, really good to catch up with you. You, I haven't seen you for 11 years. Good to see you.
Good to see you, and you haven't aged a day. I was only joking earlier.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Yeah, and I'm really sincere saying that.
Are you seriously?
Yeah.
Liar. And you, pal, good to see you.
Thank you, mate.
All right, guys, see you later.
See ya.
See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.